Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey guys, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I am joined by Adrian Carasquello and Tim Miller. We're coming to you because all of us are pretty hot on a couple of stories right now, our rage level at 100 or so, over what's happening with these Venezuelans being deported to El Salvador and what's happening, frankly, on college campuses with ICE agents coming in and basically swooping up kids who wrote bad op-eds about Palestinians. Before we get to that, subscribe to the feed. Thank you for doing that. Appreciate it. Adrian, I want to start with you because you were the one who first pointed this out. There's a new Mother Jones story, and it goes through a number of these people who were caught in this dragnet. And basically the gist is they all kind of were here, some through legal channels to get here, applying for asylum, things like that. And then they were detained because they each had tattoos. And in the most shocking case, one of the people that they profiled had a tattoo that is about autism awareness because their sibling has autism. And they explained this to the ICE agent. The ICE agent said, "You're in the clear. We realize you're not in Trinidad, Aragua. Like, we're good." And yet he still was deported to an El Salvadorian prison. So, you know, you wrote, I think, right, like that this is just absolutely scandalous. And the question is, does it break through? And I'm kind of struck and almost paralyzed by that same question. Why is this not breaking through? To me, this is just like, it's just shocking. It's so inhumane.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
I think we're going to get into with Warner and Gallego where Democrats are looking at it through this like purely political lens, but it's obviously a scandal that they are completely removing due process from these men. In the past, as you know, immigration lawyers have told me, if you had a tattoo and they weren't sure, you would then get that adjudicated. You would then do due process. Okay, actually, he's not a member of Trinidad and Aragua.
Right.
These mistakes have been made in the past. It's that now no one cares, and they're just shipping you to an El Salvadoran black site, right?
And it's all just because of tattoo.
Yeah, I mean,
it seems like that's it.
The one guy you said, his 15-year-old brother has autism, so he has a tattoo. His name is Neri Alvarado. You have another guy who's a Venezuelan musician. These guys have no criminal records. They just have tattoos. The other thing that gets me is these tattoos are always like so innocuous. They're like a hummingbird, you know, tattoo because it gives good harmony and good energy. I mean, it's not like these are like scary looking tattoos. The one guy, Arturo Suarez, he's a Venezuelan musician. The other guy, Friz Geralt Cornejo, owns a streetwear clothing company. I mean, these guys are trying to do something with their lives, escaping the like black hole that is Venezuela and its, you know, government and its economy, trying to do something here.
And this is on the heels, Tim, of the thing that you were, the case that you spotlighted too, which was an LGBTQ makeup artist. The photos of him were like, he was clearly not a gang member. And he's then
Pink Mafia, maybe.
Yes, Pink Mafia. But he then finds himself in a El Salvadorian prison, again, because of tattoos.
Yeah, and others. There was another case out yesterday the Miami Herald covered where something in this case, they didn't even come to the border. They did it exactly the right way. They didn't even use the asylum process. They went to a third country, Colombia, applied for refugee status, got vetted, fully vetted. I mean, nobody gets vetted more than someone applying for refugee status. Come to America, get to America at the airport, look at the tattoos again, and it's like, oh, we're going to detain you. And then they get sent to San Salvador, and they didn't even deport this person. Again, in none of these cases, it's not even right to say they deported them because they didn't get sent back to Venezuela. We've sent them to this prison camp in El Salvador where who the hell knows what's happening to them. And in the report that we've been covering from Time Magazine, the reporter saw them slapping and like physically abusing these men. And so if that's what they're doing in front of the cameras, like who the hell knows what is happening in the depths of this prison camp that's been known for having human rights violations? It's absolutely like unbelievable and astonishing. I mean, like this the photo, again, this photo of Nery Alvarado is to me just rightly akin to the case that I've been talking about with the makeup artist. I mean, are there gang members that have a rainbow ribbon tattoo for autism awareness? Like, is that a common tattoo for gang members? I don't really think that violent criminals like also, you know, have their little kind of ribbon, activism ribbon. And this thing is ridiculous. If they wanted to deport gang members or people or violent criminals or rapists, then like, okay, I think that they would have
do it. Pretty, fucking
yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
Do
it. Yeah. But like, what just do is it right. this? And I just, to me, this is just the two other elements to this. One, these guys are fleeing communism. So we're about to yell at the Democrats for not speaking out enough. But like for Republicans, for Marco Rubio, for somebody whose family fled communism, like you would think there would be some ideological sympathy with people like fleeing the Maduro regime and coming to this country. And it was like the fundamental, element building block of like what America is and about Reaganism. And so like the idea that people now are fleeing communism and then we are treating them as if we are the communist autocrats where get no due process, you have no rights, and we just send you into a fucking gulag in another country. Like it is just absolutely enraging and gobsmacking. And we can, I think that to your point about the lack of outrage,
well, I know what's happening here. I mean, you know what's happening here. They want the Trump people want you to engage in this because they think they have like a real bait and switch here. They get us to get outraged over these individual cases, and then they'll come up and be like, well, you know, there's some social media posts that you're not even examining where they really did sort of, you know, show their colors that they really like the gang.
What about Lincoln Riley? Or what about these three horrible guys? People are tweeting me at this all the time. Like MAGA people are like, oh, what about these three examples of these people that have like 9 criminal convictions and never got deported by Biden? And I'm like, great. Biden should have deported the guy with 9 criminal convictions. I don't like that. Doesn't have anything to do with the basic human rights and the basic American values. Thank you. Of protecting
and I like, guess these this, other this people. Is what, and I guess this is what really pisses me off is because I know, and I think we all know, they're playing a political game here.
Yeah.
To them, this is bait. It's not. It's both about deporting as many people as possible, which I think is the ideological foundation, but it's also about fucking bait because they think that this is a smart issue for them to go and bait the Democrats and anyone else to argue that, no, you can't deport these people unless you vet them. Because they think that the public's with them on their side. And frankly, honestly, maybe they're fucking right.
Yeah, I don't know. Christy Noem is down there, I think, right now. Like, I think
they're right about the Democrats, honestly, because I've not seen, and you two have talked to them, I've not seen one Democrat actually with passion, argue that this is antithetical to American values. You talked to Ruben Gallego when you were out in Arizona. I mean, he just won election. Like, what does he have to lose here?
Yeah. Ruben made it clear that the calculation he's making on everything from Lake and Riley to Guantanamo to now the El Salvador notorious prison is, you know, are Democrats fighting on smart ground and should they fight on higher ground? And so, you know, you're not if you're making that argument, you're not talking about due process. You're not talking about the rights of these men being completely violated. And so it's just like that's where Gallego's coming from. And to me, what struck out to me about that is that I think every decision he makes on immigration over the next few years is going to be through that lens.
And also he's going to determine a lot of what the party itself does on immigration. And he's young. And
even when I give this PhD story, the folks in the House, they often hear, where's Gallego on this? So he has a lot of pull.
And Tim, you talked to Mark Warner?
So I talked to Mark Warner yesterday mostly about, you know, the Signal Intel breach since that's his remit. But I asked him about this issue at the end. And again, he said it was wrong. You know, he gave a perfunctory statement about being opposed to it, said he wants the courts to do something. But I interrupted him. I'm like, the courts can't do anything about somebody that is not an American that is in a San Salvador prison. Like, it's too late. Like, for the example of some of these men, they're now in the custody of El Salvador. They don't have recourse. They're not on U.S. land. They're not U.S. citizens. So there is no – and there's for certain people, there's still court cases. So for some of them, though, there's not – And he was just like, well, you know, then I guess there's protesting and there's whatever. It was very lukewarm. And I think that you could just, and I asked him specifically about Democrats' reluctance, and like, he didn't really want to engage on it, but you could just tell like that there is not, this is not the hill that they want to die on. And I just think that by, I think the opposite is true of the bait, like by humanizing the people, by giving specific examples of people who are being tortured and tormented against, you know, for no fault of their own, and then tying it to what's happening on college campuses, people don't want to live in fear that their friends are going to be around. I mean, we haven't talked about this tough situation. People aren't going to want to live in fear that their friends who are here legally on visas are going to be rounded up by secret police in fucking hoodies and unmarked cars.
Yeah, the tough situation. So there you have a student at Tufts who's just walking down the street on her phone, and what is it, 4, 5, 6 people come up to her, masked, hoodied, put her hands behind her back, take her phone, bring her to a car. I mean, there's people, there's a guy walking the dog in the background. Like, what the fuck? And this student, as far as I can tell, according to the reporting, the crime, and put that in air quotes, is that she once wrote an op-ed praising or saying support the Palestinian cause and divest from Israel. I mean, what the hell is going on?
Is that like, right?
I think that's it. I think that's all they've had on her so far. Now, again, I'm sure the DHS Spox will have some sort of tweet saying, you know, we monitored some social media posts. And maybe it's true. But there are processes that cannot involve just hooded undercover ICE agents abducting you from the street and then your lawyer not knowing where the hell you are. We have to have a better system than that. And you know what? Point of personal privilege. But like, it gets me so pissed off because all these free speech absolutists, they all saddled up to Trump right after the election saying, you know, finally someone who protects free speech and, you know, the ability for people on campus to, you know, speak their mind and all this stuff. And it's like, that's such horseshit. Where are they? Honestly, where the fuck are they?
Zuck. Like, what was free speech for Zuck? He's like, I just don't want to get regulated. That was free speech.
That was free speech.
Yeah, I don't know. And the thing is, again, what is this person a danger? Like, I thought that the point.
No.
All right. I thought that the point of this whole thing was that, we're going to prioritize the criminals. You know, and it's like, how's that process going, Tom Homan? You know, because the deportation total numbers, if you look at them, are not really any different than during the Biden administration, for ill or good. You know, like that. But the total numbers are not up. There's not been a mass deportation so far. What we've had is, you know, them doing these kind of made for TV efforts to target people that they think that they will get political advantage of because they have some ideological valence because they want to go after the campus protesters because of Israel, or they want to go after the gang members because of Trenda Aragua, the Venezuelans because of Trenda Aragua. So, I mean, and they're doing so very haphazardly would be the fucking nicest way you could put it.
The nicest way to do it. Adrian, how are the numbers? Like, is Tim right? Is it sort of on par with where Biden was?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of talk about that, where the Trump numbers, I think they started out at higher levels and they sort of have leveled off. We've heard a lot about, you know, these sort of Stephen Miller driven quotas, you know, where they want each ICE field office to be getting certain arrests per day. I think, like, I'm with you, Sam, watching that Tufts video, it was like horrifying. Can you imagine, like, being a woman who's being surrounded by all these dudes in masks who are like, I'm coming with you. And she's like, can I call the police? And they said, we are the police. So first of all, that's horrifying. But again, it like the canceling of green cards, the canceling of legal status, it goes along. I think it's tied in many ways, like Tim was saying, to the use of the Alien Enemies Act, where an immigration lawyer told me, under what legal basis are you moving? Okay, Alien Enemies Act says you can kick them out of the country. Under what legal basis does it say you can disappear them to a prison for forced labor in another country? So these are the things where it's like, if no one speaks up, if Democrats don't speak up, then this allows the Trump administration to go further and further each time.
Let me just end with this. Like, there's a real cost to this. One, if you're an international student, why the hell would you want to come to the United States and study at our universities right now? Honestly, why would you do that? We're not going to attract anyone to come over here. Now, maybe that's what they want. So maybe they don't view that as a cost. But two is the communities that are being destroyed by the indiscriminate targeting of people based on tattoos is evident. And I just want to note, going back to the morning of Mother Jones piece, Arturo Suarez, the Venezuelan musician who was caught in the dragnet, he has a kid. He has a wife. They are now left at home. They have no idea where the husband and father are. They were able to ascertain that he was in El Salvador because they saw the snuff film and they recognized him. I don't know how, because his head is shaved and it's down, but that's how they saw him.
And that picture, the picture, again, it like looks like Abu Ghraib. Yeah. Like the picture that he's in.
It's dehumanizing. They're all in like, you know, white shirts and underwear and they're shaved heads and they're chained and they're sitting on top of each other. It's dehumanizing. Imagine just seeing your husband or your father like that randomly the next day, not knowing where he is. I mean, the emotional trauma that would cause, the profound developmental trauma it's going to cause the kid. We need to recognize that too. This is all levels of messed up. And that's, you know, that's why we're talking about it. Anyways, Adrian, Tim, appreciate it. Sorry, I had to get that one off my chest. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for turning to the feed. Be in touch.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.